from 90.7 WFAE. This is Newsworthy for Thursday, February 26th, 2026. I'm Eric Thiel. A fully autonomous ride-hailing service is expected to be on the streets of Charlotte soon. Kenneth Lee has more.
Waymo confirmed Wednesday that the company is getting ready to bring its driverless cars to Charlotte, but officials didn't say exactly when it will begin. Earlier this week, several Waymo autonomous vehicles were spotted in a parking lot near the Carolina Panthers practice field on the city's west side. The sighting raised questions about when the company plans to start testing on the roads. North Carolina law allows fully autonomous vehicles on public roads. Lawmakers opened the door in 2017 when they passed House Bill 469 to set basic rules for self-driving cars in the state and preempt cities from regulating the services. Waymo, which is owned by Google, already runs its service in a dozen cities, including Atlanta, San Francisco, and Los Angeles. Kenneth Lee, WFAE News.
The Department of Homeland Security is facing a new class action lawsuit in North Carolina, accusing officers of making illegal warrantless arrests, including of U.S. citizens. Julian Berger has more.
A lawsuit filed Tuesday by the ACLU of North Carolina, Southern Coalition for Social Justice, and Democracy Forward claims federal immigration agents are breaking the law by arresting people without warrants or probable cause. The lawsuit names five plaintiffs. Four of them are U.S. citizens. All say they were stopped or detained by immigration agents without legal justification. Three of them were arrested during Border Patrol's Charlotte operation in November. ACLU of North Carolina Legal Director Christy Gronke says agents are supposed to follow strict rules and not use extreme force.
We are asking the court to do what many courts around the country have done, which is say that ICE cannot behave this way, that CBP cannot behave this way, that the Department of Homeland Security has to follow its own rules and regulations.
The case was filed in federal court in Charlotte. WFAE reached out to DHS for comment, but has not received a response. Julian Berger, WFAE News.
Four people were taken into Immigration and Customs Enforcement custody at the Mecklenburg County Courthouse Tuesday. ICE told the Mecklenburg County Sheriff's Office that three attorneys were interfering with the arrests, asking agents if they had warrants. ICE said that in the future, people impeding the process will be arrested. Charlotte-Mecklenburg Schools is weighing a major overhaul of its magnet programs. It could change student assignments and reduce the magnet themes available in the school lottery from 16 to 6. James Farrell has more on how this proposed change would impact the district's lottery system.
If the school board approves the changes in May, they'd be implemented in the 2027-28 school year, with several schools losing their current magnet programs. Students already in those programs entering the 5th, 8th, or 12th grade would be allowed to stay one more year to finish their time at their school. CMS Deputy Superintendent Melissa Balknight says students in other grades who want to stay at their school would have to request a transfer.
You also could stay at the school because you really like the school, which is more of school choice, not program choice. Then we can offer you a transfer to the school if parents could provide transportation.
Others who want to continue on with the same magnet theme elsewhere would have to apply with priority to a different school in their transportation zone. The lottery will still include guarantees, like providing students a seat at a school their sibling attends. CMS is collecting community feedback on the proposal. James Farrell, WFAE News.
Energy policy experts met at Duke University Wednesday to discuss energy financing. Zachary Turner has more on how new technology could help energy-hungry data centers reach climate goals.
Former U.S. Energy Secretary Ernest Moniz lauded the role that carbon capture technology could play in meeting state and federal climate targets. In North Carolina, Energy Storage Solutions plans to build a $19.2 billion, 900-megawatt data center project in Edgecombe County. The design includes plans for natural gas generation to meet that demand. Company president Dan Schaefer has previously stated that he plans a carbon sponge that would remove 130% of the facility's carbon emissions from the atmosphere. Moniz said that while this plan is possible, it presents certain risks.
It certainly seems technologically feasible that one would capture the CO2 from a gas plant. However, it's not been done. And that's why I think we should be starting with some major at-scale demonstrations, which, of course, will also be important for getting the cost down.
Zachary Turner, WFAE News.
Following a series of high-profile crimes last year, the Charlotte Area Transit System said it'll expand tools for customers to report problems. The new tools will provide riders with a way to report transit-related concerns when traveling on the system. Customers will now be able to report a problem on the homepage of ridetransit.org in real time. Officials also said system-wide safety materials will be more prominent across all CATS vehicles and facilities. The Kings Mountain City Council voted Tuesday night to enact a six-month moratorium on any new data centers in the town west of Charlotte. Council members say they'll use the time to learn more about how data centers can impact an area's water supply and energy usage. Kings Mountain already has one large data center off Shelby Road. Muslims are marking the holy month of Ramadan by fasting from sunrise to sunset, along with increased prayer, charity, and reflection. Each evening, that fast is broken with iftar, a meal shared with family and friends. In Charlotte, the tradition is playing out inside restaurants like La Shish Kebab, where a special Ramadan buffet has been offered for 14 years. Here's owner Izzat Freytek.
The people love our food, and not only for the Muslim, the Spanish coming, the American coming, everybody coming.
Mecklenburg County is home to more than 30,000 Muslims who observe Ramadan. Let's get an update now on a story we brought you a few weeks ago about job growth in Charlotte. The city ranked number 2 behind only New York City in job growth last year, according to Labor Department data. But while most sectors in Charlotte gained jobs, 2 saw a decline. For more, Tony Macia of the Charlotte Ledger Business Newsletter spoke with our Marshall Terry for our segment, Bizworthy.
What 2 categories saw those declines?
The 2 that saw declines in 2025 were categories of information, which lost 400 jobs in the Charlotte region. That's providing information, whether it's on the radio or internet or newspapers, things like that. And then the other big one was manufacturing, which lost about 2,400 jobs in the Charlotte region. Some of the areas that saw the most job creation in the Charlotte region in 2025 were professional and business services. That's things like lawyers, accountants, other services to businesses that gained about 10,300 jobs. Education and health services. I think we all know that healthcare is growing. That was about 7,000 jobs. And then leisure and hospitality was another 7,000 jobs.
So what's the big picture here? What does it say about Charlotte's economy?
When these numbers came out, I think it was cause for celebration. You know, Charlotte always sort of likes to measure itself against other cities. And the fact that we're number 2 in the country for job creation in 2025, even against much larger cities, I think was cause for celebration. But, you know, we're not immune from national trends. And we're seeing some of those trends play out, you know, a greater move towards services and away from producing goods. But, you know, the job growth is stronger than in a lot of other cities.
Let's switch over to parking now. The Ledger recently mapped data on parking tickets all over town and found one hotspot you need to be particularly wary of. Where is it?
Well, it probably doesn't surprise people that most of the street parking tickets are written in Uptown, because Uptown and South End are the main areas where you have on-street parking and parking meters. The Ledger looked at more than 200,000 parking tickets written in Charlotte since 2022 and found that the busiest block for parking tickets was the 200 block of West Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. That's right by Romare Bearden Park. There are a couple of big apartment complexes there. And then the other 2 blocks that had a lot of tickets were the 100 and 200 block of South Tryon Street near Trade and Tryon.
Did the data say how much money is generated by parking tickets in Charlotte?
Yeah, Charlotte makes about $3.1 million a year off of parking tickets. I did review the contract between the city and the operator of the parking enforcement program, and there is no incentive in that contract for them to write more tickets. There's no quota. They're not compensated per ticket or anything like that. I will say those collections of citation money, those did increase after the city extended parking hours. It used to be after 6 p.m. you could park for free on the streets. The city moved that back to 10 p.m. Citation revenue went up 55%, and the meter revenue went up 36%. So hundreds of thousands of dollars more by extending that time of street parking.
All right, let's go from parking to driving, or rather riding, specifically in one of those Waymo driverless vehicles. They're coming to Charlotte. What can you tell us?
Well, these are driverless taxis that are on the streets of other cities, about 10 other cities. This is a company that's owned by Google. They said this week that they are coming to Charlotte. It does sound like they'll be testing for a number of months before they pick up riders. Some people were joking online. They said, how is Waymo going to deal with exit 3A to Noda off of I-277, sort of a notorious intersection? And other people were saying, are Charlotte streets really going to be safe with both Waymo and LaMelo Ball on the streets?
All right, those are both good questions, especially the exit 3-1. Maybe it can handle it with more confidence than I do. Thanks, Tony.
Thanks, Marshall.
That's Tony Macia of the Charlotte Ledger Business Newsletter. Support for Bizworthy comes from the Law Office of Robertson and Associates. And for Thursday, February 26th, that's Newsworthy. I'm Eric Thiel.